It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock tonight. Well, a lot to talk about in city politics. It's been a week since we talked with Mike Fouché. I think last time we talked, was it last week you were at Pequod's?
Yeah, I was at Pequod's. I wouldn't miss that place. Are you kidding, man? It's like, you're like, hey, Mike, you want to be on the radio and have pizza? I was like, yes. The answer is always yes.
Well, we have coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, Andrew W.K., who's delivering the keynote at this weekend's Chicago Pizza Summit.
What?
Yeah. So we're going to talk with him about
that. Wait.
There's a
Chicago Pizza Summit?
Yes. You got to listen at 8 o'clock. But right now, we got to talk Top Cop. We also want to talk about the 33rd Ward, the bond rating, teacher strike. There's a lot to talk about. Mike Fouché from AlderTrack is here. Mike, good to see you.
All the happy news.
Let's start with Eddie Johnson. Interesting choice. We've already had a couple days news cycle to kind of go through on him. But why him?
You know, before we talk about why, let's talk about just the end of the road here. You know, people that we've spoken to in the police department, people that are connected to criminal justice in Chicago, they're exhausted. They want this whole thing to be over with. And Eddie Johnson is not a bad choice. He's not necessarily the greatest choice, but he's not a bad choice. And I think And I think that lots of people are just, let's get this over with and let's start moving forward. That's what we hear again and again and again and again. And I think that Mayor Emanuel was really counting on that. Now, one of the things that's interesting is that when he launched this whole search, he said, we're going to have the police board and they're going to do this nationwide search. Yep. And then they've conducted all of these open hearings, which some of which were brutal. I mean, you know, AlderTrack went to most of them. And there was one where the police board was forced off the stage by protesters and there was yelling and screaming and the police had to intervene. So, you know, it has not been easy for the police board to do this. And so then all of a sudden, Emanuel announces that he's choosing somebody that isn't even one of the three choices the police board came up with. And I think that part of that has to do with that the Black caucus and the Latino caucus, they each had choices, and the Black caucus had a choice that was one of the three nominees. And Mayor Emanuel, he really doesn't want to be tethered to anybody else's choice. You know, I think he really wants his own guy. And that was what he got out of Eddie Johnson. Eddie Johnson hadn't applied for the job, and so he could just pluck him out of obscurity.
And this goes a long way, because Emanuel ran a couple years back on the idea of reform. You know, he brought in Gary McCarthy from outside to reform the police department.
Right.
This kind of goes the other way for him. Obviously, he's been mired in scandal and some other things, but this goes, you know, to a play that doesn't seem very Mayor Emanuel.
And actually, you know, one of the things that is a little disturbing is that Eddie Johnson, in an interview yesterday, said that in his 27 years on the police force, he's never seen a case of misconduct, which is kind of hard to believe. But that's what he says. You know, I guess he radiates a halo of goodness around him. And that's what's happened.
Well,
what
does the Black caucus or the Latino caucus or any of the protesters think of Eddie Johnson? I mean, or the idea of hiring from within?
You know, what aldermen think is completely different from what everybody else thinks. You know, aldermen want to get this behind them. It's interesting, the Black and Latino caucuses got together on Saturday, and in separate meetings on Monday, separate interviews on Monday, different aldermen, minority aldermen, were saying pretty much, this is got to be the mayor's most important choice. He has to be able to live with it. One person said, other than his wife, this is the person he's going to be closest with. Ariel Raboyras said that, the chair of the Public Safety Committee. So, you know, I think that the aldermen have decided, all right, this is the mayor's choice. He's going to have to wear that jacket. We're not going to get involved with it anymore. Now, what the people in the community think, I think it's across the board. I've spoken to some activists who are very upset, who felt like Cedric Alexander, the chief from
suburban
DeKalb, Georgia, was the most excellent choice. And I know, though nobody will talk on the record, that, you know, members of the police board are kind of ticked too.
Yeah, well, let's make that transition, because this is, I mean, it's kind of by law that the police board is supposed to recommend the candidates and the mayor's supposed to choose.
Right.
He goes rogue, he goes maverick at the wrong time, because the police board is already feeling the heat of the idea that maybe they're not necessarily the favorites here in Chicago. And he goes around and still trying, like, by forcing Eddie Johnson on them to take away their power.
Right. So the police board, by law, has to make three nominees, which the mayor then must choose from. And the law also stipulates that if the mayor rejects those choices or none of them are selected, then the police board has to go back and choose again. This morning, the Chicago Tribune reported that the mayor and aldermen are looking into a way to void that so that after the first round of selections, the mayor can choose whoever he wants, which is kind of, you know, basically invalidates what the police board is really all about.
Well, it harkens back to a different time here, a time where there's a boss mayor and he does whatever he wants to do and he doesn't
right.
care. I'm not going to follow the law. I'm the mayor,
right.
which is
well.
What...
In 2007, that happened. So the mayor was looking for Mayor Daley was looking for a new police chief. He didn't like the choices the police board came up with, and they said, "Well, I want Jody Weiss," and he directed them to choose somebody. To come up with a group of nominees. So the police board did reconvene, and then lo and behold, one of the choices was Jody Weiss.
Right.
They still went through the motions. Now,
Same idea here?
Now they're talking about just eliminating the motions and just making it so that the mayor has total ability to do it.
And is that a thing? Can that happen?
Sure, you just pass a new ordinance and you change the law. The law
What's
is set by the city.
The law, then? I don't understand how we would let a politician, a mayor and the alderman, I guess it's their job to change the law, but change the law just for their own advantage. It seems to be at this time in this city with all the kind of, you know, stalemates we have in government, it just doesn't seem very appropriate.
It's a great question, and certainly how it is that the mayor Emanuel could propose something like that after he made so many statements about wanting to be transparent really raises a lot of questions.
All right. Let's move on from this story. We'll find
Let's go
out.
To more good news.
Yeah, we'll definitely have much more on this as it continues. We're talking with Mike Fouché here on the download. All right, so the city bond rating down again. This was inevitable. This was after the pension decision by the Illinois Supreme
right,
Court
last week
didn't go through. But I mean. These kind of stories now are less front page headlines and becoming sixth, seventh, eighth page or not even
yeah.
worth looking at
yeah.
When it comes to Chicago finance.
And well, it's not worth looking at for regular folks, but people who are in the business of buying bonds from the city of Chicago, who are really the people that only
right.
matter in this
right,
case,
right.
are watching very carefully. So Moody's and Fitch bond rating services, they both lowered Chicago's bond rating to just above junk. So when you go to junk status, you're no longer investor grade. And what that means is that you got to pay a lot more money and it's a lot harder to get people to borrow, which is exactly
Nobody
what's going on with
that.
CPS
yeah,
right now, which is exactly what's going on.
CPS
with
CPS is already there. This is the city of Chicago.
The city of Chicago
right.
is right. Very close to it. And that's largely because of the pension ratings. Now, in the past, the city bond rating has stayed high because there has been a general expectation from the credit rating houses like Fitch and Moody's and Standard & Poor's that the city will raise enough taxes that it has a large enough tax base in order to make the payments.
And assets. There's a lot of assets they can start selling.
Well, it's
off,
really all
know?
About
right,
the tax
right,
base
right, right.
And that we could raise taxes in order to do it. The city has really not shown a lot of willingness to raise taxes and to find ways to raise taxes. So I think the bond rating agencies are looking at it and going, okay, guys, you know, what's up? So we should expect in September and October for taxes to go up again.
Well, all right.
Hey, I told you.
You said that.
I told you.
We've already. I mean, I just had a flashback of deja vu to conversations we've had before.
Right.
We kind of predicted that here come the tax, and we got the biggest tax thing.
Right.
But it just seems to me that is, and this is just a kind of an off topic question. But you know, state house, city council, so many mounting problems. Most of it around pensions. I mean, it's a foregone conclusion, and our politicians just dancing around the fact that we need to raise taxes.
I think that there is no way to avoid it. I mean, that really you can't cut services enough. In the cases of CPS, you know, you can't eliminate enough schools, eliminate enough teachers, consolidate things enough without turning the public school system into just a warehousing of children.
Let me ask a follow-up question to that. Is there a point in time when the constituents of the city and the state recognize that? That it's less about party politics, but like, you don't raise my taxes,
yeah.
I cut taxes, I raise taxes. Is there a point where we all come together and go, there's just really no way around this?
I don't know. I think in the case of the state, there is a large enough constituency that allows Bruce Rauner, in order to continue to do what he does, which is resist that sort of thing. And in the case of the city of Chicago, I think that it's aldermen know what's coming. And I think that the mayor is just bracing for that day. You know, the next budget's going to be in October, and there's going to be a lot of votes on it. And then I think that probably what we're going to see are a lot of aldermen resigning that have been around for a long time.
Really?
Oh, sure. Because by 2019, a lot of aldermen, particularly African-American aldermen, will have had a vote for the Laquan McDonald settlement. And two major property tax increases.
All right. We got to run here. But the last question I have, we'll talk about the teacher strike impact next week. But the last question I have, Dick Mell loses by 50 votes to a Blagojevich defense attorney, Aaron Goldstein. The end of Dick Mell?
Oh, certainly. He's happy to ride off into the sunset. I've talked to his daughter and about it a couple of times. You know, I think he's had it. But, you know, it definitely makes her vulnerable now. And there are a lot of people in the 33rd Ward that are gunning for him. It's a very different place than it was 20 years ago. I live a stone's throw away from Albany Park. And Albany Park, you know, you drive around, you've got Korean, you've got Christian Lebanese, you've got Mexican, you've got, you know, practically every kind of ethnicity you can imagine. And it's a real melting pot with a lot of change going on.
It's no longer ethnic white.
No.
That's Dick Mell made famous.
No.
Mike Fouché, aldertrack.com, subscription news service that covers all things Chicago and the State House, with us every week here on The Download. Mike, good to talk to
you. Great to be here.